This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is about to enter your ears thanks to Student Flights. For the hottest deals and expert advice, head into your local Student Flights store or call 131 669 now.
Hello, podcasters.
Hello.
We had such a fun show today. A couple of tangents. Our boss had to wrap us up a couple times. But you know what? Living our best lives.
So
fired up.
Fun.
No, he wrapped us up once because you became obsessed with the term automatic drink dispenser.
Because I still don't know what it is. I've never seen it. I think you guys are making it up.
Tomorrow we're going to have the sound of that so that we can play it against the secret sound, which was what I had to do with hole punches to make people stop saying hole punch, which I have to do again because people are still guessing hole punch.
Even with the new secret sounds.
So we had some guests on the show.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Stu from The Bachelor, great guy, about to get his head punched in by Sonny Bill Williams.
For charity.
For charity, open brackets, close brackets.
I love that he agreed. Well, he admitted when we said, mate, why are you doing this? He said, oh, look, I did this show about homelessness. Yeah. A year later, they called me to see what I'd done about it, and I'd done nothing, so I have to do something.
And well, shamed into his getting his head punched in.
Shamed into it. And well done then for following up, too. Grant Daniel, what have you done for anyone lately?
Not a lot, as it turns out.
No, you have. Aww. The farmers. You've actually done
farmers,
a lot.
Farmers.
Sorry, farmers. Farmers right around the country, raising a lot of money.
You've actually done something.
I forget. I don't do it for credit, so it's not something that I just have off the top of my mind. I do it for the right reasons, not for the publicity or exposure.
And Ed Cavalier, you've had a haircut.
Yeah, I've had a haircut. Gone for the bob.
Looks nice. Looks real nice.
Gone the severe bob.
The bangs on the brow really make your eyes
You're from Katie Langdon looking like Lindy Chamberlain. It's a beautiful look.
Fantastic. What does Glenn Robbins play in the Evil Angels film, in Glenn Robbins' first ever film role in Evil Angels?
What does he play?
Passerby. Passing comment.
Does he really?
It's one of the great cameos.
I'll have to rewatch
Holy moly, Glenn Robbins. And then you keep moving. Back to Meryl Streep's awful Australian accent. Oh, don't do that. Meryl Streep can do anything.
Oh, we're talking about... Okay. I was so lost.
Have a great podcast.
Love you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier.
Oh, welcome to Wednesday, team. It is Today FM Breakfast. Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London joining us this morning. Hello, team.
Hello.
Morning.
You're so fired up for a 6 a.m. on a Wednesday, Jay.
Oh, no, I got up at 4, so I'm still a couple of hours in, you know, so I'm good. I'm good to go.
It happens when you live in the Central Coast and you come to Sydney like a legend every morning. We love you, Jay.
The M1 at that hour is perfecto.
Yes.
You'd be the only bloke on it, wouldn't you?
Pretty much. And a couple of truckies.
Yeah, the big dog in the truck.
Just taking up all the lanes, mate, aren't you? Swerving like a champion. Just enjoying all that free space before everybody hits the road.
Do you know like that truck thank you where you do the lights to the left, to the right?
Do you do that too? I do that.
Yeah, sometimes.
What's a truck thank you?
Oh, so when you overtake a truck, trucks do it to one another and they flash the lights to let them know when to pull back in, and you give them a left indicator, then a right indicator, then turn it off. That's a truckie thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
What does it mean if you go the other way? If I did right then left, is that an affront?
That means see you at the next rest stop.
Then he just high beams you.
That's a wink.
Oh, really?
How you doing?
Meet you at the next truck stop.
That's swipe
stall
right.
Stall number three.
Now, hang on. That's a bit much. We were having a nice time. And now you've got to take it to a truck stall. That is... People are calling on 131060, so I'm imagining they're going to be either...
They want the gold logo back.
Yeah.
Truckies need love too, everybody. Just relax.
Hey,
I got nothing.
Hey, massive morning to Madeline West. Is going to be in, guys. Madeline West is here. She's coming in.
No, hang on. She's on the sheet. She's been booked twice this year and hasn't showed up. She's on the sheet, and we have something to go in case she doesn't come. We hope she does, but we've also got her theme song ready to go. That's the party. Jade.
Ayo.
Yep. We are hanging to see. There's your cliffhanger. Will Madeline West be here? Coco Jumbo, and in around about 15 minutes. Ed Cavalier quietly loses it.
Nah, Grant's got this really bad habit of winking at me, and it's something that he got from me because I wink at people. And
I think that's where I got it
he's
from.
Got it from me, and I'm realizing in seeing Grant do it just how weird it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop. I'm going to try and pull back on the winks, be less of a winker. But Ash London, enough about that.
It was an encouraging wink.
Yeah, anyway. I think it was encouraging.
It was a supportive wink.
I didn't see it, but I know Grant Denyer, and it would only have ever been encouraging. So I think the problem's with you, Grant.
If the wink could talk, it would have said, hey, mate, enjoy the break.
No, I
best
know.
Of luck.
I know what the wink was saying, but there you go. There, off it goes now. Ash London, we digress.
So it is 6:10 in the morning, guys, as we all know. Yes. And last night we were all out together. Not too late. We had a bit of a work event.
Yeah.
So I got to bed a little late. And you know I'm still adjusting to these mornings,
yes,
right?
You are.
It's not for me.
It's not natural.
You know, it's not natural. So I haven't done the washing in a while. And by that, I mean my husband hasn't done the washing because obviously I don't do the washing. He does. Mm-hmm. He hasn't put my clean undies back into the undie drawer. Mm. So I woke up today. I was running late. He's fast asleep, trying to find some clothes. And all I could find at this point were either the F grades or the super sexies.
Oh,
now the super sexies, yeah, only get brought out when 100% chance of sexual relations happening.
Yeah.
All right.
Otherwise, it's the D grades. But I thought, I'm a week and a half into a new job. I can't be rocking up in my D grades. That shows a disrespect to my team.
Yeah.
So I think, okay, I'll get the sexies out.
Fantastic.
Adrian's asleep, whatever. So I open my cupboard. I get this kind of red lacy situation. Ooh. Very, this tacky okay. AF, but, you know, yeah. sexy while. And I'm naked. I'm putting my undies on. And then I just hear this. Oh. My husband's woken up and the lamp's on because I put the lights on and he thinks I'm getting some morning nookie.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, I'm running late. And he was like, and oh God. And now he's probably lying there and God knows in what state.
Well, because if he wasn't the benefactor of the sexies,
yeah.
did his mind then sort of go, well, what are you doing at work today?
Yeah, you do talk a lot about the fact that you love working with Grant Denyer. TV's Grant Denyer. What's going on? So who I just wanted to say, spare a moment for my husband this morning, who for one brief moment thought he was going to get a bit of something.
It's so funny how that's like, you know, that's like Pavlov's dogs, you know, with the bell and they know they're going to get food. He would know the sound of the, he would know the sound of the sexy drawer opening. He'd be like, aha!
Yeah, it's on.
And that dodgy acrylic, like it's never a nice cotton, is it?
It's always
a bit crunchy.
As they go on, come over here, baby. Hey, FM.
22 minutes past six. Oh, sorry.
No, you go, Dave. I'm just excited.
I just we're
needed
so
to
excited.
Tell you the time. 22 minutes past six, you know, and 28 is nothing. The top today. There you go. The floor is yours.
Now, that wonderful person said nothing. That is our next guest tonight, playing for Keeps Premieres on Channel 10. It's all about the world and inside, outside of football and football clubs and relationships. And its star is the wonderful Madeline West. Good morning, Madeline West. Here she is.
We are the team of the mighty Southern Jets. Don't know the rest. And I could improvise, but I won't.
Now.
It's too early in the morning.
We need to give people some context as to these Southern
Jets.
Because you are starring in a new Channel 10 TV show, playing for Keeps.
Yes, we are.
And you play the wife of the coach of the Southern Jets.
I am the queen of the WAG.
The top dog.
We're in prison, I'd be doing really nasty things. But I suppose I just do everything behind everyone's back.
Oh, nice.
In the nicest possible way.
You know what? I'm excited about this show because, yes, it is on tonight at 8:30. But I ran into Olympia Valance, I think at the Logies, in an elevator.
That didn't take long.
Like literally, in one of her incredible frocks.
Yeah.
It was, and she was so excited by the show because she says it's a real left turn for her and anyone who'd been on Neighbours because it's quite saucy, like it's really a little bit naughty.
Of course, it's got a little bit of sauce. I think all great dramas for context, for conflict, need to have a bit of sauce. Mm. But for me, what makes it stand out is that in Australia we're so good at creating relatable drama about, you know, the local hospital, the people who live in our street, the local police force. God love them. They're fabulous.
Yeah.
This is aspirational. This is a world that we're familiar with because we see them on Instagram. Mm. We see them on TV shows being interviewed. We see them at the games, but we don't know them.
Yeah.
We think we know them, but we don't really.
Ooh.
So we present that polished, blinging world that is the world of the WAGs that we all see from afar and look at their Brownlow gowns and go fabulous.
Right.
And then we crack it open.
Oh. Are any real life WAGs going to get offended by it? Are they going to be like, my life is not like that?
No, look, you know, I don't think they will because we're showing the real life context, not just, you know, the glamour and the fancy outfits and going to the games and looking fabulous, but just how hard it is to be the support person for someone who, A, has to dedicate 100% of their life and their brain power and their day, hour by hour, to playing this incredible game. But the sacrifices they have to make, you know, there's no 6 months of the year, their partner is going to be inevitably obliged to be playing and focused on that. There's no going out. There's no family dinners. There's no wine.
Yeah, that's right.
And on top of that, just for a moment, think about what it would be like to be sitting in the grounds and listening to 40,000 people screaming abuse at the person you love. Yeah. And maybe they have your children by your side to be spat at or, you know, that on that level, that's...
Plus there's a bit of sauce.
And then there's a bit of sauce on top. It's like the meat pie of life.
There we go. Now, Madeline West. Madeline West, you were chatting to our producer, Kimmy, off air because you look fantastic.
Oh, weird. Checks in the mail.
Well, not needed. Not needed.
Get a load of him.
Can we get a load of you? Can we have your beauty tip that you told Kimmy out there? Because you are a mother of six children.
Please don't tell me that. I'm here by myself. I'm in denial.
Okay. Well, you are. And oldest is 12, youngest 4.
Yes, the twins are nearly 4.
Twins are nearly 4. All right. But you look so sprightly. Could you just give us the one tip that you gave Kimmy outside?
Egg white on your face. Before you go to bed? Mix up some egg white, put it on
like
your face.
Like with a fork, like you're making an omelette.
You got it, like it's on an omelette, so it's just nice and spreadable as opposed to congealy.
Yeah.
Congealy's not a word, but I'm just trolling with
me. I like that word, though. Congealy, I think she's a wag.
Put it on your face. Feeling kind of congealy, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Look at you, talk about sauce.
Okay. If you two could leave, that would be helpful. So the egg white.
Should we get a room, Ed?
This is a radio station.
What time is it in the morning? Just to have an in-depth conversation, okay?
This is a radio station. We'll just grab a boot.
Really good acoustics too. So then you wipe it on your face, just like a mask, and go to bed.
Yep.
And then you pull it off the next morning. Feasibly, if you want to, you could lick it off because it's full of protein.
Yeah.
Or have someone else lick it off.
Right.
Ed, maybe that's your job.
No, happy to.
And your face will be nice and tight.
Bang.
And as I say, look, by 3 o'clock, it's going to be back looking like a, what are those dogs? Shar-pei?
Oh,
it's going to look like that again. But for now, you're looking tight and sprightly and
so
shiny.
So it smooths out the complexion and removes any blemish.
Tonight, we're trying it.
Before, Grant, then you said, if you didn't have any egg white, I know something else that's full of protein that some people put in their face.
What time is it in the morning?
How dare
and
you?
Could someone He's speak seven. To my agent?
Tonight, playing for keeps.
It's a private conversation.
8:30, Channel 10, Madeline West, a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Best of luck to the brand new show.
Are you ready?
The feed.
This is a really good one, guys. I mean, obviously all the feeds we do are informative, entertaining, but this one is something special because what is the show that we all grew up watching on the ABC?
Gardening Australia.
Maybe you did, but I did not. Grant,
so you're talking more preschooly, aren't you? So, you know, it would be like a Sesame Street.
Exactly. That is exactly what I'm talking about, Grant. And for many of us, as we got a little older and we realized about the world and the realities of the world, many of us had one burning question in our hearts in regards to two members of Sesame Street who cohabitated. Yep. I'm talking about Bert and Ernie.
Friends.
He says them.
Help you put away your toys.
Help, I do it alone mostly, Ernie.
Friends. Don't mind if you make a little noise.
Oh. A little noise? Like what?
Like this, Bert.
Hey, that's you, Grant.
Drumming
in the garage. Well, it has been confirmed by Mark Saltzman, who is the show's writer, that Bert and Ernie are officially in a loving same-sex relationship.
Really?
They are. He's confirmed it.
All these years?
All these years. He said he actually wrote them as a loving couple, portraying his own relationship at the time with film editor Arnold Glassman.
Wow, because they discussed this a while back, and I thought they denied it. But
obviously, they said they're puppets and they don't have any sexual. Yeah, exactly. But now he said, you know what? It's 2018, and what I love about this is it was actually a preschooler who woke them all up to the realities of the world. He said, I remember one time a preschooler in San Francisco turned to her mum and asked, "Are Bert and Ernie lovers?" And that coming from a preschooler was fun. That got passed around and everyone had a chuckle and went back to it. And I always felt that without a huge agenda when I was writing Bert and Ernie, they absolutely were. And I didn't have any other way to contextualize them.
Has there been a statement from Big Bird and Snuffleupagus?
Not as yet. But I'm sure they're very supportive and they're looking forward to it.
What about Big Ted and Little Ted?
That's play school.
That's
like, different in different countries.
I see Big Ted and Little Ted as dad and son.
Yeah, Big Ted and Little Ted, dad and son, or Big Bear, Little Bear.
Don't you?
I imagine Jemima and the Puddle Duck.
Okay, well now we need to now talk to the play school creators. Nothing would surprise me.
What about the Rocket Clock? Rocket Clock's a swinger.
That's phallic.
Rocket Clock is just a clock. Doesn't have a penis.
Squiggle on the blackboard. They're on.
Get out there. Hurry up. Hurry up. Upside down. Upside down.
Wiggles nose.
When are we
going to
finish this feed so we can come back and talk about what Stormy Daniels has said about Donald Trump's manhood?
God. You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
You're in for a glorious looking day. 28 in the city, 28 in the west. Right now, 10 degrees across Sydney and Alpha Bucks Kids. 8 minutes away, like Wednesday, 10K. You're doing all right in that week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. You know what we're also doing well with? Did you hear that? 28 degrees. 28.
Where's this extra 18 going to come from? Riddle
That's
me
tomorrow,
that.
The crappy day. So today's the day you need to live your best life.
Gotcha.
These cold changes, they tend to come through from the west, and then they go from Perth to Melbourne, and then they shoot north.
Is that
true? So, yeah, it always happens about a day later.
Thank you so much.
I love you guys.
Thank you so much.
You're so painful.
Speaking of weather systems, Stormy Daniels has...
Wait. Stop. What? We need to acknowledge how good that segue was.
Yes! That's only about a 4 out of 10 for me. That is... So, Stormy Daniels, I hate it that these two are now fighting. Like you guys...
These two being...
Trump and Stormy. Gotcha. I loved it that they were together. I thought it was a beautiful story. I thought it
might be the only one. Love story for the ages.
Yeah, it was like The Notebook, right? But actually
but
interesting.
Nothing like The Notebook.
So I'm...
Are you saying that Ryan Gosling is the Donald Trump in this story?
Ryan Gosling is not actually that attractive. It's just some sort of weird...
No, out of the race. Get out of the race.
I would agree.
I don't think he's hot.
He's not mega hot.
I'm turning around my chair and I'm facing the wall.
This is such a chick thing. He benefits from a nice script where he's painted to look like a good guy and therefore... As a consequence, he appears hotter to chicks.
He benefits from a paucity of other hot leading men.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, okay. See, he's the leading man syndrome.
Have you seen Crazy Drunk Love, where the scene where he takes his top off and Emma, and she's... And you are on...
Not hot enough.
No.
You're on
not
the
hot
TV,
enough.
Mate.
No.
Get out of here.
So,
I'm quit this radio show. I'm going back to nights. Ash London Live tonight from 6:30 all around Australia on the Hit Network. Ash is back.
All right. Well, let's get Danny Lakey in here and his various... rubber implements. Stormy Daniels has compared Donald Trump's manhood rather unfavorably in her new book, Full Disclosure.
Did she use the word tic-tac at all?
She didn't. She has actually described it as the mushroom character in Mario Kart. This guy.
Yahoo!
That bloke. So,
Yahoo!
So he's whipped out the old Yahoo and went... When they were together, hoping to get along the Rainbow Road, and then she says that it was smaller than average, but not freakishly small.
She's flaccid or erect?
I'll have to go to the tape. I don't know. Once again, a question for Danny Lakey. It has a huge, she says, he knows he has an unusual penis.
Oh.
Wow.
It has a huge mushroom head, like a toadstool.
Oh, that's
wrong. Is there fungus living underneath the edge?
Boo him. Thank you. What he needs, Trump, if he's going to stay in the Mario world, and if he's worried about the size, he needs this. Just grab
super size! Yeah!
Stormy, if you're unimpressed, hang on a sec, and we're away. AFM.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids. Oh, there you go. Good morning to you, Sydney. Today FM Breakfast, Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, Ash London joining us this morning. Right now, about to give hopefully away $10,000 to a kid in Sydney who's just going to be a complete baller, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Absolutely. I can take up 10 grand, they will be.
If I was Josie, who's about to play, I would order it in $1 bills and go to school with 10 grand in $1 bills and just make it rain in the playground.
Just in a giant suitcase.
Yeah, and when your teacher asks you to do something, you're like, give him $10.
Not today. Not today, Mrs. Johnson.
Go buy yourself something nice, baby girl.
You grab yourself something nice. Josie from Colleroy Plateau, good morning.
Hi.
How are you, Josie? You ready to play Alpha Bucks?
Yeah.
All right, what's our target? You're getting some money for what?
Well, I really love Harry Potter, but all of the stuff that I want is really expensive. So I'm hoping to get some money so I can buy all of it.
All right.
All of it, Josie. Every single bit of Harry Potter merchandise is about to be yours.
Yeah. Good.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter P today, Josie. P for Peter Pan, okay?
Okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Josie, your letter is P. Best of luck. Here we go. Name a fruit.
Papaya.
Someone who lives in a castle.
Princess.
Something you eat for dinner.
Peas.
A TV show.
Pass.
Musical instrument.
Piano.
Girl's name.
Pat.
Someone in charge at school.
Principal.
Something you find in the classroom.
Pass.
Something you get for Christmas.
Present.
An animal.
Good one.
That was really, really strong.
That was an amazing effort, Josie.
Guess what?
Thank Josie, you.
You've got $700.
Yay! What? Oh, my God. Thank
I know. Good to hear you're happy. Well done. That's a mighty effort. Have a great day.
Going to play again tomorrow too. todayfm.com.au if you want to register. Also, coming up after 8, Jess and Norm from The Block Guys are going to be swinging by to chat
today.
Hey,
Jabe, I'm going to trick them into telling us about the secret apartment they're giving away with the Monopoly.
Shelley's already told you not to ask about that. No, Shelley Craft said, don't go there, Ed.
No, I don't care because I've seen the door, so I know what number it is too. So that's what you want. After 8 o'clock, I'm tricking Jess and Norm into telling us about the secret apartment.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell returns tonight at 8:30 on ABC and ABC iView. And the Sean McAuliffe from that title joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry I'm late. I drove in from Ryde.
Traffic is hell, isn't it, though?
That bloody bridge gets you every time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Would you like to say hello to Grant Denyer?
Grant, nice to see you again.
I'm on the TV.
Yes, I know. Is he? Is he? Not yet. Not yet. He's gearing up because I understand he's got a new he's got seven new shows. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's a great way to maintain quality. Well done, Grant.
Grant, your thoughts on that?
Survey says.
Yeah, survey says no.
Classic death. Before we get into it, and people can't see you, Sean, because this is an audio medium, you're looking sharp.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is it like a corduroy blazer?
I think
Do you mind
is.
If I touch your bicep?
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Yeah,
well,
very nice.
Do you work out?
A bicep? No, I don't. I don't.
When was the last time you hit the weights?
No, I haven't been for years. I found that I built myself up too much. I was too much of an attractive macho man. So
you can't have it all.
I do some exercise. I have the exercise of an 80-year-old. I walk for an hour a day with my dog, a Bichon Frise.
Beautiful.
And I do 10 press-ups a day.
What's a press-up?
A press-up. Well, don't you know what a press-up is?
And a push-up.
Oh, is that a push-up?
A push-up.
Okay, press-up. Fun.
Well, I don't know. I don't go to a gym. I don't hear them talking about it.
Could I see your form?
Sure. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Sean McAuliffe has his headphones off. He's on his knees. He's now going to the planche position.
Oh.
One. Count them out. Two. Three. That's good, Sean.
It's very good form.
Five.
Bun's
six.
Not too far in the
no,
air.
No, this is really good. Tight buns, too. Seven. Eight. Nine.
One more.
10. Yeah. McAuliffe with the 10.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Very impressive.
That's good. Now, they're what I call press-ups.
They're press-ups.
Yes.
In the old money, we call them press-ups.
Push-ups. Okay, they're push-ups. That makes more sense, doesn't it? Because you're actually pushing motion.
Yeah.
I'm not. I am pressing on the floor, though.
McAuliffe.
Yes.
Let's talk about the secret sound. You worked in commercial radio for a couple of weeks.
I did. I invented secret sound.
You did?
Yes.
And do you remember what it was when you gave it away all those years ago?
I threw the chair on the ground.
That's correct. Yeah, you stormed out. Yeah.
What's that noise? The sound of me reaching maximum velocity.
All right. You ready to play our current secret sound?
Sure.
This is for $57,000.
Yummy.
Which you could donate back to the ABC.
No.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, one, thank you, mistress. Oh, two, thank you, mistress.
Oh, I know that.
What is that?
That is an elastic band striking the left buttock of Grant Denyer.
He's good.
He's incorrect. It is a mistress hitting him with a whip. So we'll move on.
It's a whip.
Yeah, it's a whip.
Mm. Well, it didn't sound like a whip. Play it again.
Oh, one thank you,
mistress. That's not a whip. That's
oh,
not a whip. Now, you want it to be a whip, but you couldn't be bothered getting one, so you just used an elastic band.
I'm with Sean. That's very convincing.
I was there. It was a whip. Yeah. It was a proper whip.
Where were you? Which end of the whip?
The business. The business end. Would you like to play our real secret sound? This is the actual one. This is for 57 grand, Sean McAuliffe from ABC.
I'm ready. Well, again, Grant Denyer, obviously.
Do you want to hear one more time?
Yeah, sure.
One more time?
Yeah. Actually, can I hear it three more times? Yes. See, that third one was probably a bit too far. Surely you should have recorded it, Ed. I mean, I hats off to you. Hats off to you for summoning up the representatives. The first five were identical. That was great. The last one, I think you let yourself down.
Yeah.
And I've got a pair of press-ups for you.
All right, McAuliffe. That'll do us. Tonight, it is Mad as Hell. Great show. 8:30 ABC and Ivy.
Do you want me to throw to the song?
What is it?
It's Guy Sebastian's Kryptonite.
Is it?
No.
It's not the playlist.
Not a thing. Yeah.
Pretty sure
not a song.
It is.
Not a Guy Sebastian song.
How dare you? I advise you to Google it immediately. Somebody Google it. Grant, where are you?
Grant, is that the answer?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Ed.
Yeah, see?
Appreciate that. Ed, you've won the money.
Thank you.
Bye, McAuliffe.
Goodbye.
I want to address the balance because there is a group of people in society who don't get enough credit and don't get enough love for the job that they're putting in. I'm talking about people that work inside fast food restaurants and convenient restaurants and also around waiters and that type of thing.
Hospo.
I felt for this crew when I read this. McDonald's worker sprayed with fire extinguisher by customer.
Gee, that's rough.
All right. At a popular burger restaurant that I believe is open 24 hours, which is always helpful.
Good sign.
A dreg has sprayed a fire extinguisher at over the counter because he didn't like something that was going on inside the restaurant. Now, this is, and as soon as I saw this, I remembered a story told to me by some friends when living in the Shire about a terrible thing that used to happen to the drive-thru called Fire in the Hole.
Oh. Tell me what happened.
Now, tell us Fire in the Hole.
Fire in the Hole. Now, do not do this.
Don't do it.
This is a warning. And actually, you know what? 13 10 60, if you've worked in hospitality, I'm talking fast food, I'm talking waiter. I was a drinks waiter for many years at functions.
No one would mess with you.
Oh, they did. if you've ever worked in these places, tell us the things that have happened to you, because the most heart-wrenching story, or funny, or just a bit of fun story, is going to win tickets to the NRL Grand Final.
What?
Whoa!
This is your chance at redemption.
Yeah.
You've gone to bed every night for 10 years remembering that customer and what they did for you, to you.
Yep.
You're going to get tickets out of it.
Yep. So 13, 10, 60, if you worked in one of these situations and you've had a customer do something untoward, something awful, 13, 10, 60, tickets to the NRL Grand Final, our major prize, everyone we speak to is going to get a Sephora pack worth $100. Fire in the Hole. Drive-through. Yeah. First window, the louts order just Sundays McFlurries. When they get to the paying window, instead of taking their food and going away like normal people, they yell fire in the hole and throw them back into the window.
Oh,
I can hear some snickering, Year 10.
Oh, no. Well, that's up there with unicorning.
What's unicorning?
Unicorning is similar. It's where you order a soft serve cone from a popular fast food chain.
No.
As you're going through the drive through, when the person hands you the cone, you then hand it back to them via basically just jamming it straight onto their forehead, therefore turning into a human unicorn.
No, if you are listening and Javen, you think that's
laughing.
Funny,
not,
take a good hard look at yourself.
Absolutely.
No unicorning, everybody.
Don't do it. Don't
that's
unicorn.
Terrible. These poor kids,
I know.
They're
I
just
know.
Trying to get their start. In life.
All right, we know. 13, 10, 60.
No compassion.
Yeah, we've had compassion. Let's move on. 13, 10, 60. Let's get some stories. So,
bit of fun. Fight up.
Oh, fun police over here.
McDonald's workers have been sprayed with fire extinguisher by customers. This happened at the Sylvania McDonald's.
Did it though?
Yeah.
Do we know that for sure? You're making that up.
No, I frequented that joint quite a few times at probably about the same time, 2:15 a.m.
24 hours.
It's quite a regular drop-in if you live in the Shire.
They do a great job because it's 24 hours. People coming home or, you know, leaving from. It's great work. They don't deserve to have fire extinguishers.
They don't deserve it.
No,
and that's why we want to talk to you on 13, 10, 60. If you've worked in and around hospitality, bad things happen, and we're trying to redress the balance because our winner today is going to get tickets to the NRL Grand Final.
Yes!
Why?
Who's up first, Lundo?
Suzanne in Holsworthy. How you going, baby girl? What is going on?
Hi, morning, everyone.
Morning,
I actually used to own a cafe down in Redfern, and we had this grumpy old customer that used to come past and sneakily put his arm out and wipe everybody's coffees off the front tables that were at the front of the shop.
What?
Coffees, sandwiches, toasties, just very sneakily put his hand out and just like push everything off everybody's tables.
That is.
And what, not take it, just push it off.
Knock it off.
That's
aggressive.
Just walk close enough so that he could just knock everything off.
And what would you do? And would you then have to replace all of the food and drinks? Or would you
just
blame
you? Had to replace all of it. And I had four tables out the front, and so sometimes, you know, it was quite busy.
Did you say to him? Did you ever say anything? Did you ever grab hold of him?
Well, I tried. I tried, but no, he was a little grumpy old man. We offered him free coffee to try and smooth him over, but
Karma will absolutely get him one day.
You've got to remember that Alan Jones is tired after he shoots. All right, so Rochelle from Albion Park. Rochelle, you worked at a fast food outlet.
Yep, definitely did. I was working drive-through. One lovely night, just finished an exam at school, working drive-through, sold a particular product, may have contained potato and gravy.
Delicious.
Working the drive-through, somebody wasn't very happy that their potato and gravy had too much gravy, not enough potato, and threw it straight in my face.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, Rochelle,
how petty is that?
Yes.
It's a no for me.
Yeah, it wasn't nice. It was, a little bit painful as well. You know, you try and dodge, but yeah.
Did they scoop it out of the plastic and with their hand throw it, or do they keep it in the plastic container and throw the whole container at your face?
No, lid off and just threw it like kind of all.
That's a disgrace.
Do you just want to get their number plate and call the cops? Like, do you do anything or do you just let it go?
Yeah, no, you don't let it go.
That's my girl. Revenge for the capital R, Rochelle. Get it, girl. Catherine in Quakers Hill. Where were you working? What happened?
I was working in a fast food store.
Yep.
And I had a drunken customer decide that he would reach over the counter and pull my top open.
Whoa.
I was turning around just exposed.
That is disgraceful.
Before I quickly ran out the back.
Did someone that you work with punch the guy in the face?
I think I blocked it out, actually.
Yeah, fair
I did run out the back crying.
Horrible thing to happen, Catherine. I'm so sorry.
Catherine, you're going to the grand final.
Yes!
Obviously.
You're going to the grand final. Well done, you. ANZ Stadium. And Suzanne and Rochelle, Sephora packs, $100 worth. I tell you, nothing gets potato and gravy out like Sephora.
Yeah,
nothing
right.
at all.
Hello.
Turning trauma into triumph. I love this.
That's what we do.
Get all the Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
That was my breakup song. When I got dumped, I sat at the airport flying. I was in Sydney, living in Sydney. My mum was in Melbourne. I sat at the airport with that on and repeat, crying in the lounge.
Yes.
Just crying. They moved people. They moved people from my row on the plane so that I could be alone because they were like, we cannot put other humans on a flight next to this girl.
There is a seat where they can put a curtain around you. I think you needed that.
Yeah, I needed the curtain.
Well, that's where they put the dead person on the
nose
plane.
Nose against the glass.
Flying is emotional, though.
It is, especially when you just got dumped after 3 years with the man you thought you were going to marry.
You never.
Anyway, two people that didn't. Two people
put
that.
Get the screen.
I've got a good news story to bring it back.
Right.
And that's because the Emmys happened, and this has never happened at the Emmys before. It was an on stage proposal. His name is Glenn. He just won an Emmy, and he decided this is the moment. My life is about to change. Take a listen.
You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. Jen, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
Hey. The crowd went wild. Beautiful. She said yes. Everyone loved it. And what I loved about this was he was so succinct in it. He didn't take too much time. He kind of kept it moving.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's impressive.
It was about 45% shorter than the acceptance speeches of actors
Well, that's because he won an Emmy for directing the Oscars. So he knew how to keep it, you know, tight and bright.
He knew what he was doing. So I just want to say shout outs to you, Glenn. You nailed it. May you and your girlfriend, now fiancé, be very happy together. Never have to sit on a plane flying home to your mum, singing Katy Perry's Raw on repeat and crying with your nose against the glass when people being moved away from you.
You thought you were going to marry.
No segue. Speaking of. So here we go. My favourite story from the Emmys was Tom Arnold from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in the Jungle.
Who everyone said was an absolute nutbag in there as well, by the way.
Coco Jumbo.
Coco Jumbo again. And he, the story is that he and the creator of Survivor, Mark Burnett, who is one of the richest men in television history, got into a genuine fight, like an actual punch up at an Emmys party. This is what this is Tom Arnold doing a press conference about his injuries.
The guy genuinely tried to kill me. I'm not even kidding. He tried to knock me back down the stairs and tried to choke me out, so I lost consciousness. This is a guy that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, Mark Burnett, who just tried to murder me at a party. I know exactly where those tapes are. He could show America right now. He is hurting America. He does his day one. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Pull that down. Because then he's talking about, because Tom Arnold's doing this documentary of where are the tapes of Trump saying all this racist stuff. And he says that because Mark Burnett's company was in charge at the time that filmed these different interviews and different shows, that he has the tapes and that he's holding them back. So that's where this fight started.
So he wants to release Trump's true colors to the world, Tom Arnold.
He wants to find them. So he's doing this documentary about it, which is so much more fun than She Wore the Same Dress as Me.
Absolutely. And Roma, Mark's wife, got an Instagram and she's got a picture of a bruise on her hand. She said, got this bruise tonight when Tom Arnold tried to ambush my husband, Mark, and me at a charity event. Is your TV show worth it, Tom? Please stop.
Yeah, it is. Otherwise, I've always had a theory that Tom Arnold is a Sacha Baron Cohen character, which has just gone too far. Let's talk about some of the winners. Outstanding comedy series, went to Sunrise.
They deserve it.
Outstanding drama series, Dance Boss. Get us out of here, David.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
All right, Sydney, good morning to you. This is Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London joining us this morning. And the part of the day is right now where you get to win big, big cash. I am talking $57,000.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's get to it. Crystal from Glenwood, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, my God. Here is the secret sound.
Fired up.
One more time.
All right.
What is it? What do you think it is?
I think it's someone trying to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Usually we lie and say, that's a great guess. No. I'm going to say that's not a great guess, Crystal.
Sorry, Crystal.
I expected more from Crystal.
Yeah, no, Crystal, not a Rubik's Cube. Sorry about that. But that incorrect guess going up today, FM.com today, you can have another try after nine, unless Natalia from Gregory Hills.
Hi.
What do you reckon it is, Natalia?
An automatic drink cup dispenser.
I need, what's that?
Oh, like the ones you see sort of like at fast food restaurants in the drive-thru?
That's correct.
Right. I still do not understand what you mean. What do you mean an automatic, it dispenses drinks?
They drop, you place your order and it drops down and fills it on its own without human intervention.
What kind of fancy fast food restaurants are you going to? So it drops
one
the cup.
With M?
Yeah.
Okay, so so you press it drops the cup and fills it up and then you take it.
Yeah. Just does all the presentation for
you know when you go through the drive through.
Yeah, some would say that the words automatic drink cup and dispenser would give you a hint as to what it does, London, but perhaps not.
Seeking clarification.
The answer's no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah, no. But we've all learned something.
I have learned something.
They're pretty fancy because they can do multiple drinks at once. Any orders, any sizes, any flavours.
So who puts the order in? The person at the drive-through counter?
First window, and it just all happens at the second window for when you rock up.
And then the other person just grabs it and hands it through the window.
Yeah, that's all they do. Are we overthinking this?
I feel like there are people at home or in their cars listening who also don't know.
It's a funky machine. It is a funky machine.
Jace, our boss, just wrapped us up, which means we're going to talk about this for 20 more seconds. Fanta can go in there. Coke could go in there.
Lemonade.
Sprite.
We need to get the Jessenor from the block. They are standing by.
Coke could go in there.
There's a secret room in the
automatic
block apparently too, by the way. So maybe they've got one in the blockhouse.
You just press the button and it does it for you.
Do you know what we'll do?
You.
We'll ask Jess and Norm whether or not they've put one into the secret apartment that they're giving away in the Monopoly game on the block. Well, look, first things first, Norm from the block. The first thing you can do today as a builder is you can fix the desks in here because there's all sorts of gremlins in there.
Mate.
Hey, Norm, good to see you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You guys are doing a great job on the block. You and Jess, who is, of course, a radio announcer.
Yep.
And as the partner of a radio announcer, what's that like?
I always take the back seat, so it's pretty cruisy for me.
But this is your chance to shine because you're the only one on the block, and I'll say this kindly. And you're the only one of the contestants that seems to know how to do anything building-wise.
That's
true.
It's
that's
true.
That's having a crack, isn't it?
But it's also the truth, because you guys have had a lot of like structural things that you've tried to do with your apartment that have required like actual building knowledge, not just going and picking out cushions.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I've got knowledge in the building game. So for me, it's a lot easier as opposed to, say, the girls who have got no building experience at all. So they just rely a lot on their builder.
Yes.
Whereas I can actually see into the build and see what needs to be done.
Yeah,
that's an advantage. And how do you find it is on the relationship? Because you guys met, 5.5 years ago, and it was love at first sight. But it must be a fair old test, I would imagine.
It is a test. There's moments where we've had some blues, and lucky enough, they haven't been aired too much. Because there's some of them they probably would have cut out. But
that's the key. Be so gross and say, swear to the point that they can't even edit the good stuff and then they can't use any of it.
Well, that was my plan. But I've noticed that when someone swears, they just do the beep over the
Over
the
top.
So overall, you're happy with how you've been portrayed? You're coming out of this looking pretty well?
We're over the moon.
We're over the moon. Other people, not so much.
It's nice that other people are wearing the black hat on the show. Like, you don't want that to be you.
No, it takes the pressure off a bit, you know, like there's all those trolls out there that want to have a crack at you.
You don't look at social media, do you? Don't look at social media, Norm.
I actually laugh at it. Have a crack at me about the age. I laugh at it. I love it.
What do they say?
People get on there and comment that it's a father-daughter combination.
You've got a hot young wife. Oh, geez.
Even a scaffolder on site one day said how good it was to actually have a father-daughter combination.
No.
And Jess could not wait to run inside and tell me. So I went out to try and find that scaffolder, but he'd already gone.
It's punching up. There's nothing wrong with that, mate.
All right, Mr. Norm, let's get serious. There is a secret apartment in the block. I know, because I went and had a look at the apartments. And secret one that, through this monopoly, is going to be given away. So is it true that each of the contestants' teams have designed one or 1.5 rooms of this secret block apartment?
Look, there's an apartment given away.
You're not on the book, Channel 9.
It might be our apartment. I don't know. If Channel 9 want to give me bloody 200 grand and walk away, I'd nearly take that, I reckon.
That'd be fantastic. The first person to take a bribe to leave.
Why wouldn't you?
So the official position you're going with, Norm, is... There is an apartment.
There is an apartment. It's been advertised. There is an apartment given away with Monopoly.
All right, that's it. Don't make me do this, Norm, but you forced me into this.
You're going to chop me. You're going to
102 it is. It's apartment 102
because I've been
in
there.
And when I went to go in there, the lovely Channel 9 publicist told me no and said, no, you can't go in there. But in there, there were some of the other... I could see some of the contestants milling around in the secret apartment. Were they putting the finishing touches on their room that they're doing for the secret apartment?
The contestants are only allowed into their own apartments.
So are you happy with the work that you've done on the secret apartment?
Yeah. Oh, in the secret apartment.
There we go.
I thought you were saying my apartment.
Thanks for your time, Norm.
I'm out. No, I'm very happy with the work I've done in our apartment.
Best of luck. Blocks back tonight, 7:30. It's great. It's really great this season. We're having a lot of fun. Good on you, Norm.
On you, man.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Mate.
The question we are asking on 131060, give us a call right now to get in the draw to win this trip to Melbourne to go one-on-one with the Black Eyed Peas. The question we are asking, where did you meet your partner? We'll go do a quick round the grounds. Ed Cavalli.
Set of gladiators.
Heaven. Denya.
I met my wife on Sunrise. We hated each other. Then we brushed hands and I felt a tingle that I'll never forget.
So there was no love until some physical contact.
Instantly,
one day.
From head to toe, I felt it, and then immediately went, I can't live without this woman.
That's beautiful. I met my husband at work, got the claws straight in the day I met him.
I know you didn't want to say on air, but you just say it was an industry thing.
Yeah, it was at the ARIA Awards.
All right.
And he walked into the room with one of the big bosses, who I've got a bit of a crush on, an older gentleman.
Oh.
And I said, who's that with DC? And my best friend was like, that's Adrian. I was like, who's that? He's like, Adrian, you know Adrian. I was like, I'm going to marry him. Introduce me. And the claws went in straight away.
Amazing. What was the first thing you said to him?
Probably hello or something.
What Roaring. Was his reaction? Did he get the same vibe or it was just
Yeah,
you?
But he thought I was too cool for him because he's a bit of a nerd burger. Ah. He thought I'm
You
too
are
cool.
too cool for him.
I know, but then he'll never leave me, so it's fine. But Sophie Monk.
Yeah, go Soph. Go, what's Soph doing? Because Soph's been unlucky in love.
She has, and we've all watched it, you know. Yep, the nation is, and everyone is on Team Sophie. We all want her to be happy
we
because
do.
She's a legend.
Bit of fun, Soph.
Bit of fun, Sophie Monk, but she met her boyfriend on an aeroplane. Yeah. A couple of champers in business class. They get chatting. He didn't know who she was, so he claims. She
I reckon, didn't. Yeah, I reckon that's a lie. That's the move I would play if I was him.
Yeah, yeah, you'd pretend, right?
Sorry, Sophie. And, sorry, what?
Yeah, how is there a silent J?
What do you do, Sophia? Oh, Sophie. Yeah. Sorry. So they had a pash in the aeroplane, and then they've been dating long distance ever since.
That's a fast progressing relationship if you're pashing next to the stranger you've just met on the plane. But good on her.
But you know, planes do weird things to people, right?
Yes.
Heightens emotions.
Particularly if you're on a holidays, yeah. Or you're higher up, you do feel a little bit more tender and a little bit softer.
Ooh.
What?
Tender and softer.
I do. I watch a movie that I wouldn't normally cry to.
Yeah, but you
and then
just...
I cry, like Toy Story, for instance.
But you'll just curl up in the lap of the person next to you. Just,
please stroke my hair.
Hold me, mommy.
So. 13 10 60. Where did you?
Sorry, I made that weird.
No,
that was,
I enjoyed it.
I'm sorry.
Where did you meet your partner, Alex? Alex from Cronulla. Where did you meet them?
Well, it wasn't as exciting as business class on a plane. It was just on the train from Cronulla to the city on my way to work one day.
The Sutherland Line. But how did you? Who made the first move? Because that's a, you know, that's a little frisson. How did it happen?
Well, we kind of like made eye contact because you know how everyone on the train's got their headphones in They're staring at their phone. I think I forgot like my headphones one day, and we just looked at each other, and we were the only two people without our heads in our phones. So we were just kind of smiling, and then we saw each other like a week later, and we noticed that we're on the same train. So we just started talking.
Oh, that's so cute.
And now we're married.
Yeah, everyone's loving love.
So good, Alex. You're a legend. Kylie in Campbelltown. We've had a plane. We've had the Aries. We've had the set of gladiators.
We've had planes, trains. Now we need an automobile.
What do you got for us?
Not quite. PJ Gallagher's Parramatta.
Yeah. Now, famously, a lot of the relationships that are formed there are short-term, Kylie. Yes.
One night only.
Yeah, what happened? What happened?
We'll be married 8 years in October, but we met at the bar, actually.
What, just standing
next
to each other?
So he came over, told me he liked my smile, and I went back to my girlfriend's, and he wandered over a bit later. We talked all night, and... yeah, he got my number and the rest was history.
Now, that is a traditional form of hooking up. That's as we have known it across time itself.
Exactly.
Good on you.
It's where Adam met Eve, PJs.
It's the story that people make up now when they really met on Tinder. And they say, we just met at a bar. Yes.
Everyone wants a more romantic story than the actual way they hooked up.
I don't think we're going to get more romantic than Dwayne, though. Dwayne from Campbelltown, hit us. Where'd you meet your partner?
How you going? I met her in a cheese factory and turns out after spending time with her for a few days and working there, her mum was the boss.
Oh, she beautiful. Just see her standing next to the brie, did you, Dwayne? Like, what sort of moves did you lay on her?
We actually threw cheese at each other. Shredded cheese.
I think there's love like shredded cheese. All right, all of you people, lovely people, are on the standby list to go and see those Black Eyed Peas, Jamin.
Yep, and Sophie Monk, her ex, she found him on reality television. Let's not forget that, right? Stu Laundy, he's mad enough to say, guess what, Sonny Bill, we're going head-to-head in a battle royale.
This is insane.
Hang on, in what sort of battle?
Sophie's ex, Stu, is fighting Sonny Bill Williams in a boxing match, and we are getting Stu on.
Are you serious?
To warn him to not do this. And Grant Denyer, don't tell us now, but you've got your own story about being... a wimp, and taking on a professional boxer and how bad it went.
Danny Green, not just a professional boxer. Yep. Yeah, this is why Stu should not do this.
That's we'll next. Do it next on Today FM.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
I'm worried about our next guest. Okay, Stu Laundy, we saw him when he won The Bachelorette with Soph. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a man, he owns a few pubs around town, his family does. He's a man of Sydney, you know, he's a man of the people. And I know that he's doing this for the Exodus Foundation in partnership with the Bill's Crew Charitable Trust, which is all about homelessness. And it's great that people are doing things to get out there and raise money. Mm-hmm. But Stu Laundy, g'day, mate.
Hey, Ed. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm okay. I'm worried for you. Now, Stu, tell us your age.
I'm 45.
And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 93, 94 kilos.
Okay. Okay. Why is it that you're stepping into the boxing ring with a man who is 191 centimetres, 108 kilograms of pure muscle, and is undefeated in 7 fights? I am talking, of course, about the man mountain that is Sonny Bill Williams.
Well, I don't have a great answer for that, Ed. Let's just run with homeless for charity.
Right, for charity.
I think you know what you're in for, mate. Look, because there's this thing
is that
happens.
Grant,
it is, yeah, mate.
Grant.
It is,
now, Grant's got experience in this.
I'm really good, mate. I'm a little concerned for you, but we need to have a little talk because I've been in this situation. Let's it's for a good cause, but I don't think you know the price you could ultimately pay. I fought Danny Green, right? Danny Green and I got in the ring.
Did you?
Now, his trainer said to me, we can't control him. What happens with a boxer, when they hear the ding, they go into a like a mode, like almost like
a wild animal trance.
And he said, if he doesn't like you, he will kill you.
Danny Green doesn't like me. We've ticked that box.
Yeah.
Right. So we're off to a wonderful start, Stu. Is there one percentage of you that is thinking, I need to get out of this, but I can't because it's for charity?
Do you know what? I think it's too late now. I went on that Filthy Rich and Homeless show, and they sort of tricked us in that. Well, I didn't know that we would live homeless, and that was pretty scary. But because I did a second season this year, they rang me before it went to air and said, look, can we update the fans on sort of what you've done for the homeless since the show? And at that point I said, oh, can you tell them I went on The Bachelorette? Because that's essentially all that I've done. And I felt guilty, to be honest. So
this is
a way of getting over those guilty feelings.
Look, Sonny's got you in bulk. He's got you in muscle. Yeah. He's probably got you in athleticism, maybe, is it fair to say, as well? Yeah. Is there any strengths, any strengths at all that you might have?
You know, a friend of mine texted me this morning and said, I think you've still got him in debating.
Or maybe begging might help. Okay, you can go for tickets to see Sonny Bill Williams fight Stu from The Bachelor. This is like when Homer Simpson took on Dredrick Tatum. Head to sydneyfight.com.au.
And mate, remember Jeff Fennick?
Oh, Jeff Fennick? What do you mean?
Jeff Fennick's fighting on the night. He's also training me.
Oh, I did not know that.
Did you not know that? Yeah, he's going to train me, and he's fighting Mark Burris.
Oh, from Yellow Brick Road.
Wow, there may be a lineup to fight Mark. That is fantastic.
Before we let you go, though, Stu.
There'll be at least 8 minutes of entertainment.
Right.
Is there a spare spot on the bill? Because I reckon I could take a good swing at Cavalier.
Nah, I reckon go tick.
We can organise, boys.
Now we're getting
it. Exo will destroy. Before we let you go, Stu, we just spoke about Soap. She's hooking up on aeroplanes. She's found a new boyfriend. Any luck for you in the love department? Planes, trains, automobiles, anything like that? Stu? Where are you at, mate?
Where are we at?
There's absolutely none, but I'm about to fly back to Sydney, so you never know.
Good luck, though.
Well, you're about to kiss a boxing glove, so best of luck.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good on you, Stu.
Speak to you soon.
That's the last time. Can we just put that? We'll need that for the in memoriam.
Get the bugle out now, and we might as well just play it.
See you. Today FM.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier was whisked into your ears by Student Flights, where you can book now and pay later. Plan ahead and book your 2019 European summer holiday in store or call 131 669.